All right. Helping us understand what to expect through the rest of the day right now, chief meteorologist over at NBC4, Doug Kammerer. Doug, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, guys. Good. Sorry, Mr. Call. I was shoveling my walkway.
Oh, dude. All good. I'm sorry, man.
No problem.
Let's start.
When is this stuff leaving?
It's going to be here for a while, buddy. And I do mean a while, because we've got more coming this evening. And then it's just cold. I mean, it is just cold all week. And there's actually a chance of another storm coming up on Saturday. So, we're in the thick of it right now.
So, Doug, let's talk with how much. I feel like there's probably like 5 inches of snow at my house. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I haven't measured. I haven't measured my house, and I know you and I live close, but yeah, it's definitely about 5-6 inches right now. And we've got some areas in Montgomery County that picked up 8, parts of Prince George's County, St. Mary's County picked up 9 inches.
Wow.
And it's still snowing to the south, and we got another little band trying to come through Loudoun and parts of Montgomery right now. And then we get a little bit of a lull, and this is kind of the lull for most of us. And then the upper level low comes back in, and we get potential for another 1 to 3 inches.
So there could be another 1 to 3 tonight?
Tonight, yeah. So it's going to start probably up again for everybody around 4 and potentially get heavier right around 7, 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And that'll be another 1 to 3 inches on with that thing, with that upper level low coming through.
And then at that point, is it about done?
Yeah, and then it's done. So by around 9, about 10, 11 o'clock, it's totally done. It's out of here. And then, like I said, then it's just cold. I mean, you know, we're not going to get above freezing much at all this week. So that means this is going to stick around. And anything that does melt, because the sun is going to be up, anything that does melt is just going to refreeze every single night. So I think we're, you know, school's out obviously today. I think school's out tomorrow. I think we're looking at potential for, you know, school to be out on Wednesday. If not out of school, you're looking at delays. And I think those delays may even be all the way through Friday in some places.
Bro, my kids haven't been in school since December. My kids haven't been in school since December 20th.
I don't even know.
My 9-year-old might not be able to read at this point.
They don't even remember what school was. I mean, they've been out so long.
How dangerous is the ice aspect with all this? Because snow is awesome, but when things start icing over, it can get pretty dangerous.
Yeah, and that's what I don't think people really realize that. So people will start getting out on the roads, and they'll think the roads are going to be okay, and next thing you know, you're sitting in a ditch. I know for us in our neighborhood, and I know you know where we are here, right off Wisconsin Avenue, we had a major water main break early this morning, and that water came into the town and really was just racing down the street. So now our main road is completely covered in water, and that, of course, is going to ice up overnight tonight. My neighbor has 3 feet of water in his basement.
Oh,
right
my
now,
God, from the water main?
Yeah, from the water main, yeah. So our water was off for a while.
The water main broke
here,
and he has water in his basement. Do they pay for that for him?
Well, WSSC is actually at his house right now. So they're going to help with some of the mitigation. I don't know how much they'll actually do. That part I don't know, but I do know he said he's getting help from them. So that's good. They're on the scene, and they were on the scene early today. So they've done a good job so far.
How does that happen when the water main breaks? Just too cold?
Yeah, too cold. And I think we're going to see that a lot over the next couple of days. I mean, we're going to get into the teens for low temperatures in many areas. And I think you're going to see a lot of water main breaks. We do it every winter. You know, last winter we didn't see a whole lot of them because it was so warm. But when you got an air mass like this, it's going to just sit and be cold for days and days and days. I think we're going to have some water main breaks, some more water main breaks for sure. Yeah.
Wow.
So if you see a road that looks kind of wet, know that that's not wet. That is probably ice, especially at night.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, dude. Is your house okay with the water? I know how close that is to your house.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally his house is 4 houses down from mine. Fortunately for us, the water stayed in the street and did not come over the curb. So thankfully, we're okay at my house. We filled up our bathtubs. You know, I filled up all the water, all the sinks and stuff in case the water went out for a long period of time, because we were without water this morning. And now, you know, our water's brown, so we're not doing it. We got a lot of bottled water, so that's good.
Wow. What do you fill up the bathtub for?
I fill the bathtub because you want to make... Yeah, biggest thing is, the toilets won't go down unless you put more water in them.
Oh, yeah.
So always a good idea. If you know your water's going to be off, turned off for a couple of days or even for a day, you want to make sure you fill up your tub so you can take that water, put it in your toilet, so that way you still have your toilet to be able to use.
Man, I did not know that. NBC.
See, now you can go home to your wife. You can be like, honey, you know, make sure.
Right.
This,
yeah, I know something new, baby.
Like, whoa, JP.
She'll be
I love
shocked.
You even more.
She's going to say, who told you that, JP? Yeah. She's going to, no, he didn't just
figure
it out.
For sure. NBC4 chief meteorologist Doug Kammerer joining us here. Dude, so B and I were lucky. We got home last night from Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of people that are still stuck down in Dallas. What is the airport situation? And that might be a little out of your your wheelhouse, but like, are flights coming in at all?
Well, I have a buddy of mine that flew in from Denver, and you know, he texted me yesterday. He said, "Hey, what do you think my chances of getting in tonight at home or back home are?" And he was flying in from Las Vegas last night. And he said, should I rent or should I book a hotel in Denver? And he booked a hotel, thank goodness, because when he got there, his flight was canceled last night. He was able to get on a flight from Denver to Dulles. So he's on the way right now. I don't know if that's gonna make it, but I've got so many of my friends that are texting me. Susan Hogan from Channel 4. I mean, she was coming back from a trip, and she ended up in Miami, and they told her that they might not have any flights for the next 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. So there's a lot of people trying to get back.
I was on a flight last night.
I'm glad I got back last night.
That got canceled.
Yeah, buddy, I'm sure.
And then they tried to rebook me. So I had DFW to DCA Sunday night. They tried to rebook me to a Monday morning DFW to Milwaukee and then Milwaukee to BWI.
Yeah.
And it would be like a 9-hour late. And I was just like, no, this is awful.
Chick went to LaGuardia.
Chick and Mitch, I think, are going to LaGuardia. I don't know how that's going to go.
That's not going to work.
No, and you're going to have a lot of people in that situation. You know, I mean, you're going to have a lot of people that don't get to where they want to go. They're going to have to rent a car to get there or whatever, or whatever the case may be, or just sit there and rent hotel rooms, because this is shutting us down. I mean, this did not move up the entire East Coast. So, you know, Philadelphia was not hit too hard. You know, New York, Boston are all good. So I'm not too worried about, you know, this shutting down the system for a long time. But in our area anyway, Baltimore, Dulles, DCA is going to be out of commission. I think you're going to have a lot of delays right on through the day tomorrow, most likely.
That's it. Dude, I almost pulled the trigger and got a flight to Philly because it was still flying. And then I was like, I'll just figure out how to get home from Philly. But
look, you've been driving?
Or the train.
Exactly. Or take the train. Yeah.
But everything worked out. We got to BWI. Dude, obviously you are slammed, but I also know how big of a Commanders fan you are. Did you get to enjoy yesterday, or were you looking at models all day, or you know?
Hey, I went to our our place Caddies over there.
Sure.
I went to Caddies for the first quarter with my friends. They all got to stay there. I had to come into work, but I was able to go there and watch the first quarter, and then I watched a little bit of the game later on. And I got to tell you, going into the playoffs, you'd hope we'd look a lot better than what we looked like yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, Jaden, I think, is, you know, as great as he's been for us, you know, you get spoiled when you have great players, right? Because then as soon as something happens, you're like, wait a second. But the last two games, he's missed Terry on quite a few passes, whether they're just out of his reach or over his head or something. He's missed a couple of big plays. And you hope that they can get that. Now, again, whether that's the offensive line not giving him the protection that he needs and he's pressured a little bit more, he's missed a couple of key passes that, you know, we've seen him make. So we want to see him come in, and we want to see, to your point last night about the defense. You know, when you were on our air last night on NBC4, you were talking about, you know, defensively we got to be better. And, of course, that's the case, right?
I mean,
defense has been our thing. We weren't sure where the offense would be at the beginning of the season. We had questions about the offense, but we knew we had the tools.
Right.
Defensively was always our biggest question. And I think,
and
once again,
back.
That was answered. I mean, how can we almost lost to Dallas twice. And they're one of the worst teams in the league.
I know.
And then, you know, we gave up what happened with New Orleans. I mean, that was another one of those games where you're like, what is going on here? So that's not how you want to be. You know who would be scary right now if they had actually made the playoffs would be the Bengals.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they came in with that huge win streak. I mean, those are the teams that run the table. You know, that's what the Giants did when they won the Super Bowl. I mean, they came up, they weren't doing great. Next thing you know, they had a great win streak, and they're a wild card, and they barely get in, and then they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Right.
So,
totally.
You know, you want to be on that win streak, and right now, I know we've won the games, but you want to be really going in with full momentum, and I hope we can get that somehow.
At least they got the late touchdown to have the miracle win, and yeah. I can tell you, being in that locker room, the vibes were high and people were excited. I also think week 18, when you've already clinched, is just really weird. And
they
pull Jaden. The guys can all say the right things, but on some level, they know, all right, we didn't play everybody. This is just kind of a funky game. But you're right. Defensively, the concerns are significant. The run defense, significant. Yep. But Doug, I got to tell you, man, I got home last night and I threw Channel 4 on for the end of the game. And then you and Erica came on. And I briefly paused because I'm like, dude, I end up doing the late Sunday news show, and very rarely do I see Doug on Sunday night. And in my head, I'm like, this storm's got to be legit if cameras working the Sunday night 11.
And I drove back because I was on vacation with my family in Florida, so
saw
this thing coming, and I was like, hey, I'll drive back home. So I drove back from Florida on Friday instead of doing it yesterday, just so to make sure that I was here.
Wow.
For this storm, because I'm not missing this storm. I missed the storms last year. We had a couple of 4-inch storms, and I was out of town for those. And I'm like, dude, I am not missing another storm.
I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but they might send me to go meet up with Tommy in the snow stick on Connecticut Avenue. Do you have any advice if I get that call?
Push Tommy in the snow.
I love it. Yeah, I would say this because I was watching, and Joseph Omo was downtown during the snowball fight going on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw, the dude did not put up, if he's a boxer, he's left his hands down the entire time. He got hit in the face 3 times live on TV.
Really?
Because he wasn't protected. So that's the number one thing I would say for you. Hopefully you're not going to be doing the snowball thing.
I hope not.
But yeah, always
don't tell
be
where
around,
I'll be,
buddy,
or he'll blast
when you're
me.
On live TV, you guys know how that can happen. You know, you got a snowball coming out of nowhere, so just keep your head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel. Doug, thank you for making time, man. Good luck with the house and all that stuff, seriously.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. And, go Commanders, dude. It'd be great to go to the second round. How about that?
It'd be wild. It'd be so much damn fun. That's our guy, Doug Kammerer, chief meteorologist at NBC4. Appreciate him making time on a very busy day. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Steve Berline joins the program.